suicide. Now his fiancée, fashion model Kim Drake, has talked to Mike's brother Todd, a brilliant scientist crippled by a wasting disease, and learned of his suspicions of foul play. Kim decides to retrace Mike's trip around Europe in an attempt to discover the truth. Unknown to her, she's playing a very dangerous game.
Only the Good Die Young by Sean Prendergast. Episode 2.
Satellite link operative, the conference can commence. Please identify.
Burns.
Clearwater.
Welkin.
And Mr. Stone.
Voice identification complete.
So, Mr. Stone, you don't foresee any problems arising from the Fisher case?
None whatsoever, Mr. Burns.
What about the brother, the genius?
He's dying fast. He may be curious, but he's of no concern. But I regret to report that we may have another problem, a Bruce Harper.
His position?
Same as Fisher. Trajectile simulation. Fortunately, however, his mental health is very poor. If we need to remove him, he'll comply.
It's your job to make sure he does, Mr. Stone. Is that understood?
Perfectly, madam.
Computer, terminate conference.
Conference terminated. Satellite link terminated.
I remain, madam, your most humble, obedient servant, bitch.
Yes, madam, can I help you?
The first flight to Hamburg, please. Single.
Smoking or non-smoking?
None.
Aisle or window?
Window.
Luggage?
Just the one.
Cash or credit?
American Express. The name's Drake, Kim Drake. How long have I got?
About 45 minutes, madam. You'll just make it.
Come.
Your tea, sir.
And who are you?
Wilson, Mr. Stone.
Oh, yes, you're the new boy, aren't you? Remind me, who were you with before you decided to go commercial?
Military intelligence.
Military intelligence is a contradiction in terms, Watson.
Wilson.
Wilson, yeah. What do your people do?
My father had a shop.
A shop? Selling what?
Everything.
Oh, dear, the name of one ex-prime minister and the manners of another, it's not on. Why on earth should they want to foist you onto me?
Well, Eileen had the misfortune...
Fecundity in a private secretary is not a misfortune. It's a catastrophe, Motson.
It's Wilson, sir, and I won't get pregnant. And I'm good. I passed security clearance with flying colours.
So did Burgess, Philby, Blunt, McLean, Bettany, Wallace, Holroyd and Prime... Sounds like a long-established firm of solicitors, doesn't it? Or at least a bunch of old tarts.
I really am very efficient.
I'm sure you are. Unfortunately, you're not very pretty. Well, I'll just have to use my imagination.
Sir.
That will be all, Weston. Unless there's a point to your visit.
There was, actually.
Well, the suspense is unbearable.
We've just heard from security, the Fisher case.
Yes?
The girlfriend, Drake, she's heading for Hamburg.
And?
According to the file, Fisher spent time in Germany, France and Denmark recently.
Bloody civilians. Track her every step.
Certainly, sir. More biscuits with the tea?
Just do it, Robson.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome aboard Lufthansa Flight 1609 to Hamburg. Flight times are approximately 2 hours and 25 minutes, and we shall be departing on schedule very shortly.
Excuse me. I think I'm sitting here.
Oh, sorry. Yes, of course. I'll just move this.
Thank you.
I think there's some room for your bags up there.
Just the one bag. I always travel light. Thank you.
Traveling alone?
Yes.
Holiday or business?
Neither, really.
All right. Mystery woman. Come on. Has to be one or the other.
Sort of holiday.
What from?
Pardon?
Your line of business.
I'm a model.
No shit. Let me guess. Magazine, catwalk, lingerie, topless, bottomless, headless. What do you do for the lens?
Mostly magazine, usually clothed.
Hamburg's no place for keeping your clothes on. Do you know the city?
Only by reputation.
What have you heard?
It's a port, it's busy, it's rough, it's hard.
And that's it? You've been talking to the tourist board. Hamburg is one mean town, let me tell you.
Is that why you go there?
Hell no! In my line of work, I cover the globe. Bumper to bumper with Marco Polo. Carsley's name, Charles Carsley. Rock Shock Records. Have a card at your service. Yes, indeed.
Charles Carsley. A-D-E?
That's me. Artistic Development Executive. My job is to hack my way through the rock scene till I search out the gemstones strewn throughout the rubble. Then I prize them out, polish them up, and hold them up to the light.
Who gives you your dialogue?
I have a team of writers.
Sack them.
You cute. What did you say your hotel's called?
I didn't.
Oh, I love a challenge.
Bitte, Hotel Hamburg.
Sprechen Sie English?
Yes, of course. How may I help you?
I wish to speak to Miss Kim Drake, please.
Certainly, sir. One moment, please.
I'm the operator with my pocket calculator.
Ah, my Liebchen, there gates in happy Hamburg. Have you ambled past the Elbe yet? Rattled down the Reeperbahn? Has anyone tried to Wiener your schnitzels? Ja?
Hi, Todd.
It's Von Todd to you, meinen Damen.
What do you want? I was in the shower.
You mean you're naked?
Yes.
What an astonishing concept. John brought me some copies of some of your work.
I'm freezing. Can you get to the point?
Elle, Vogue, Vanity Fair. You must be one of the top models in Britain, and now every inch of that precious and oh-so-photogenic flesh is covered with goosebumps?
Exactly.
Yes, I can imagine it in minute, some might say intimate, others indeed pornographic detail. Do you realize that for the last hour and a half, a highly trained private nurse, qualified in everything from clap to cardiovascular surgery, has been deploying her skilled fingers in a menial capacity?
What?
She's been cutting out your pictures, dimwit. And the faithful John has used his undoubted flair for design in the creation of a fabulous collage. A hymn to your body, a holy sonnet to your beauty. The ceiling above my bed is now a symphony. There is Kim in white, now stark in Chanel, here brazen by Oldfield. It's just you, really.
Is this just a dirty phone call, or do you have something to tell me?
Yes, well, I'll come to the point then, shall I? I've been studying the photographs you sent me of Mike's postcards. Have you got the originals with you?
Yeah. Hold on. They are.
Okay, now, the one he sent from Hamburg, the one that mentions his friend Doris, the optician, but doesn't give her address.
Yes.
He does say her flat is featured on the card.
Yes.
I've hacked into Hamburg city planning and established that the picture is a view from Mittelwegstrasse across the Alster Park, looking east to west across the Alster, which is a lake. Now, the row of houses in the distance is on the unfortunately named Adolfstrasse. By ferreting my way into the records of the German census office, I've managed to establish there is only one optician called Doris living on that street.
You found her house. Brilliant.
Hmm.
What's the address?
Oh, it's no good going to her house. She'll be at work.
Well, I'll go this evening.
Why waste time? According to the census, her name is Meyer. According to the records of the Deutschland Federation of Ophthalmologists, Doris Meyer has a shop on Winterhüdestrasse, number 98. Quite convenient, really. It's just around the corner from the flat.
God, that's incredible. You found all that out with a computer.
A computer and a brain. Now go and get dressed.
Thanks, Todd. You're a genius.
Yeah, I know. Okay, and while you're grilling the thirders and hoping that they'll be frank, I will ask the questions at this end. I must dash. I have to be up at dawn to capture all the sunbeds, yeah?
Yeah, come in.
Guten Tag, Frau Drake.
Fräulein Drake.
Entschuldigen Sie bitte.
What are you doing here, Charles?
Well, you mentioned the name of your hotel. I had nowhere to stay, so I got me a room. I found your number, and here I am.
Look, I explained that I really...
I know it's your personal business. You told me all that. But that doesn't mean we can't grab a bite to eat together.
Maybe later.
6 o'clock downstairs.
Okay.
And make it schnappy.
Wilkins!
Sir.
What on earth is that noise?
Springsteen.
Spring what?
Steen, Mr. Stone. Is something wrong?
Causley, Charles. American Black.
What about him?
Who is he? What does he do? Who does he work for?
I...
How did he get a seat on the plane next to Kim Drake? Why is he checked into the same hotel?
Perhaps
he... When did you last see your father? Who wrote the Book of Love? Why does a brown cow give white milk when it only eats green grass? Why don't you know the answers to these questions?
I'll get right on to it.
Hello, Würden Sie mir bitte helfen?
You are English, yes?
Yes, I am.
You want to buy spectacles?
No, I'm looking for the optica.
The optician, yes. Fräulein Meyer, do you have an appointment?
No, I'm a friend of a friend. Perhaps I could see her.
She's just finishing with a customer. Here she comes now.
Danke, Fräulein Meyer. Was bin ich schon wie?
Könnten Sie bitte dort oben bezahlen?
Meine Dame.
How can I help you?
You're Doris Meyer?
Yes. How can I help you?
My boyfriend sent me a postcard from Hamburg saying he'd made friends with you.
I don't understand.
His name was Mike Fisher.
I'm sorry, I don't know the name.
But he mentions you in the postcard. Look, see? Doris.
I'm sorry, Doris is a very common name in Germany.
Perhaps you just don't remember. Mike Fisher, tall, good-looking, bright blue eyes.
You have made a mistake.
Very bright.
I think perhaps you are mistaken.
You must remember him. He was my fiancé.
Fiancé?
He was... what's the word? Mein Verlobter.
Oh, yes. He is your fiancé.
Was.
You have broken up.
He's dead.
We can't talk here. This way, please. Did he die?
Suicide.
I'm sorry.
How did you meet Mike?
A friend of a friend.
Did you spend much time with him?
Oh, no.
How long?
We met in a bar, and I offered to show him Hamburg. You are Kim, yes? He showed me a photograph of you. Very beautiful. He loved you. Understand, there was nothing close between us.
So what did you do?
Just the city. Did he not say in his postcard?
He said he did lots of things. Swimming.
Yeah, that's right, swimming. We have an excellent facility.
Really?
Really.
Mike couldn't swim. Why did you pretend not to know him?
Please, understand there are things you should not know. Political things.
I have to know.
Sit in the chair. If anyone enters, it's better that I am examining you, yes? Helping you to see properly. Mike wanted to talk to people who did not wear spectacles because they saw clearly. But this must be a secret.
Why lie to me?
Not to you. To the people who read his postcards.
Entschuldigen Sie bitte, Fräulein Meyer. Könnte ich bitte ein Rezept haben?
Alles in Ordnung, Eva. Kommen Sie her und wir sind beinahe fertig. How long are you in Germany?
That depends.
You should see more of our country now that it is united. Berlin, for instance. You like history, yes?
Yes.
Do not miss the opportunity of visiting Museums Insel. The guides there are excellent. I remember one man, Otto, I think his name is. He is an expert on history. Everything from Hellenistic art, yes, 2nd century BC, to questions on very modern history, recent events.
Thank you. I'll bear that in mind if I have time.
You should make time.
Remember?
What did he want?
Apparently another guy from Peregrine killed himself over the weekend.
Oh?
Alan showed me an article in some newspaper about it. It's the stress, you see.
Was he a friend of Mike's?
I don't know. Bruce Harper? Ring any bells?
Not with me, no.
Well, the point is, no one's to blame. And I thought it was nice of Alan to take the trouble.
You've not taken a liking to policemen in your old age.
But where on earth are you?
Oh, some club.
What you need is rest. You should be on a beach. I have the talent.
Not yet, but I'm going to Berlin tomorrow. Are there beaches in Berlin?
No, but I'm sure there are plenty of men if you look.
Are you going to listen to the band? Are you going to yak to your mum all night?
Who's that?
He's just a friend, Mum. Look, if Todd calls, tell him I'll be in touch just as soon as I know where I'm staying in Berlin. Okay, I love you, Mum. Bye.
Let's move it, Kimbo. It's time to rock and roll.
Are you sure you won't come on to the Bunker Club?
No, I won't. My head's splitting. How can you listen to that crap night and day?
So let me get this straight. This optician woman said your fellow was some kind of terrorist.
No, not quite. I don't think she meant that at all. She just... Oh, I don't know, Charles. It's very late and I have to get an early train tomorrow.
I'm just trying to take an interest in your problem. You spin me this weird story about suicides and perverts.
Say anything like that.
But you did.
You said that, not me. Driver, just drop me here, please. I fancy a walk.
You can't walk alone.
I can do what I bloody well want. Here, please. Look, it was nice meeting you, but things have to come to an end. Goodbye, Charlie. See you around sometime.
You can bet money on that.
Satellite link operative. The conference can commence. Please identify.
Barnes.
Clearwater.
Welkin.
Mr. Stone.
Voice identification complete.
Yes, Mr. Stone. What can we do for you?
I want everything the network can provide on Doris Mayer, 36, Optician, 196, Seligstrasse, Hamburg, Germany.
Surely you can access any information you need.
Usually, yes, but unfortunately, the problem is that Miss Mayer does not appear to really exist before 1981.
I see.
I need to know who she used to be, and more importantly, why she is now someone else.
Where is Miss Drake now?
Heading for Berlin.
Berlin? There's nothing happening in Berlin anymore, unless you count whores on every corner and teenagers in jackboots. Christ, you'd think the war had never happened.
I rather fear, Mr. Welkin, it's just about to begin.
According to the Greeks, the gods fought with the giants and drove the giants underneath Mount Etna. It is their anger that causes the volcano to erupt from time to time. Okay, take a few minutes to look around and meet me in the recreated processional street of Babylon.
I enjoyed your talk very much.
Oh, thank you. You're English?
Yes. Do you know England at all?
Oh, yes, I do. I was there for some years.
What did you do?
What does it matter now? I'm just a museum guide talking about gods and giants. The same old struggle then and now.
Do you believe in gods?
Yes.
And what about giants?
There are some people who take on the gods. Compared to the rest of us, they're giants. Even when they're forced underground, their rage can't be contained. This is one of the lessons of history. Come, we must reassemble the group.
Otto, may I call you Otto?
That's the name on the badge.
I'd like to talk to you privately. Tonight, perhaps, alone.
For what purpose?
Gods and giants.
I don't follow.
Please look at this photo.
Huh?
Do you recognise the man standing next to me?
Put it away, please.
But you do recognise him.
I must go. Goodbye.
Doris Meyer sent me.
I've never heard of her.
I was Mike Fisher's girlfriend. I must see you tonight.
I'm writing out an address, pointed to something as though I'm writing a reference source. It's a club. I'll be there tonight. We may meet as coincidence, yes?
As coincidence.
And I'm so glad they made it, so glad they made it. They're gonna give you some loving, give you some loving, give you some loving every day at Big Sexy Land. Yes, it's Brooklyn's hottest and most important.
You want a drink, darling?
Yes, thank you.
Sit down here, yeah? Next to the stage. You get a good view of the action. See, it revolves right in front of you. When I dance, you see me close up. You like that?
Thank you.
There's your girlfriend. You not bring her tonight?
I don't have a girlfriend.
Beautiful girl like you. You want me to be your girlfriend tonight?
No, I'm meeting a friend. He's showing me the city. Look, here he comes now.
Okay, honey, I get you one beer and one schnapps, all inclusive.
Hello there, huh?
Why do you waste your time with a fat old man like Otto for? I come see you after I finish dance. You buy me a drink, yes? You got nice eyes. See you later, baby.
Where were you?
With little Jinty here. She's my favorite, huh? Every week I come here, every week Jinty does a private little dance for me.
You want beer and schnapps?
Yeah, good, Jim. You want the schnippo? Here, sit down by the stage. It revolves, you know.
I know. Can't we go somewhere quiet?
People with something to hide meet in quiet places where no one can hear them. Much better to meet in a big public place that's so noisy we can't hear ourselves.
Okay.
No. First, I have questions.
Yes?
You say you're Mike's girlfriend.
Yes. I've seen the photograph.
Oh, I saw his photographs too. Such a beautiful girl. Very distinctive. But I am a cautious man.
I don't know how else I can prove it to you.
Perhaps you can. Mike, he talked of you.
He did? What did he say?
He loved you, loved to boast. Quietly, but still boasting. He told me many things, huh? Many personal things.
I don't like the tone of this conversation.
Shut up.
You're hurting my arm.
Shut up and smile. Look, here comes the girls, the drinks.
Beer und Schnaps.
For you, Otto. Maybe you're going to buy us a drink.
Later, huh? Can't you say I'm talking to this beautiful lady, huh? Go on. So, prove you're Mike's girl.
How?
Mike told me about the first time you made love. Now you tell me.
I will not.
Then I break your arm and walk out of here and you never see me again. This is a game to you, but not to me. Tell me.
It was in the bathroom at my parents' house. I was in the shower.
Go on.
Stop it.
Your mum said to wait upstairs.
You don't.
Oh, you are gorgeous. Naked and wet. Oh, what a combination.
Stop it. Don't mind.
Come on. Come on.
Get in.
Any chance of you two stopping shagging long enough for me to have a wee?
Oh, go away, Mum.
That's it. Oh, beautiful.
See you both.
All the time, my mum was banging on the door because she wanted to go to the loo. Please let go. You're hurting.
hurting me.
Okay, I believe you. Why didn't Mike send you?
He didn't. He's dead.
Shit, I'm sorry. Poor Mike, eh? Wouldn't listen. We need more schnapps. Hey, schnapps!
Anything for you, Otto. Would you like a drink, darling?
I'm fine, thank you.
I'll leave the bottle. To Mike. Prost.
Prost. They said it was suicide. I think he was killed. Why would anyone do that?
You know he worked on sensitive material.
Yes. But what he knew couldn't have been of any use to anyone.
Intelligence is like archaeology. When you go digging in the ground, you don't find a whole jar, you find fragments. If you don't know what they're looking for, they're meaningless. By themselves, they represent nothing but. Add them all together, and suddenly, you can see the whole.
What did you share?
Can't tell you. Secret. Go to the grave with me. I'm probably next. Tarek's gone.
Who?
Sita.
Who are these people?
Other fragments. We had ideas one starry night. Then we were all enemies. Now I read history and wonder what part I played in writing the chapter I lived through.
What do I do next?
You really want to see this through? Talk to someone else. I played this game for too long. Now I drink and screw and wait for the bullet.
Please help me.
Fly to Copenhagen. I'll make a few calls. But if you take my advice, you'll forget we ever met.
Tea and biscuits, sir.
Thank you, Watson.
Wilson, sir.
Don't be tiresome. Well, you may go.
Also this, sir. Surveillance report on the man Kim Drake met within the porno club.
Well...
Gerhard Otto...
Otto Heinrich, born 56, ex-agent for Stasi, yes, there's no need to go on. And the woman?
As you said, nothing on Doris Mayer.
But?
We think she's probably Ava Kolbenheier, and links with various terrorist organisations in the 60s and 70s. Captured, tortured, turned, shot her old lover. He was shot dead by police. She got a new identity. Can't be certain it's the same woman, but...
Oh, dear. Disaffection, disgruntled old spies, disillusioned traitors. It's a recipe for disaster. I want them removed.
But they're German citizens.
There are international ramifications to this case. Contact Miss G. Tell her I wish to see her immediately.
But surely we should talk to them first to find out what they know before
Miss G. will take care of them.
What about the girl?
Oh, don't worry. We'll save the best till last.
Only the Good Die Young starred Cyril Jenkins as Kim, Jack Claff as Todd, Kenneth Cranham as Stone, Sean Prendergast as Otto, and Kate Binchy as Anne. Joanna Wake played Maya, Ocon Jones, Charles, Peter Gunn, Wilson, Melanie Hudson, Prostitute, Neil Roberts, Mike, and William Roberts, Welkin. Only the Good Die Young was written by Sean Prendergast and directed by Adrian Bean.